What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that if you have the Q's, we got the A's. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, you may have inferred from my line reading there that I implied that it's a Q&A episode this week, folks. You've seen the title.
Some great questions,
yeah.
If I may say.
Happy to answer them.
We took it to Patreon, which we'll be prioritizing.
Yeah.
And we took it to Instagram as well.
The gram.
And some great questions that I'm actually looking forward to. Bit, TV and movie heavy. So I thought Terry would be fucking loving this. But
a bit Terry focused as well.
But nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All content, as the beast says.
You got to feed that beast.
The algorithm wants it.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty oh.
Did you lie to me just now?
A little bit. Tired. I'm a tired man, Andy.
Now, what has you tired?
Life? Our kids!
Life?
Life and just... a weekend where it was like Saturday night. Actually, we're like early enough to bed, you know? And... Yeah. Just as coming into bed, I hear like the little guy, maybe it was even after I was like kicking off, could not get him back asleep for like five. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. Oof. Myself and Faye had been switching on and off trying to stop.
That's hell. I mean, that is hell. I mean, you love your family and you love your kids, but when it's going on that long,
Saturday
you're like,
night,
this is insane.
And it was like, we kind of like, I was in a like weird mood all day Saturday that it was like, because Thursday night had been a rough one.
Mm.
So like Friday night was like early, but I was kind of...
Yeah, bit of a write-off.
You mentioned it to me that, you had to go get antihistamines for somebody. I had to get... I could not stop sneezing Saturday. Yeah, and I was just like, my whole head...
Was all...
Yeah, I was just like... And
up.
I was just like...
Yeah, that's not helping anybody.
Yeah, you know? I just was like, cranky. And you know, like someone's like, you seem cranky. I'm not cranky!
Do you know what, though? Can I...
I was cranky.
Can I admit something to you?
Yes.
Sometimes it's nice to be cranky. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like I don't feel good about it.
Sometimes I'm down with it. You know, like, I don't want to be... Like, I'm not being rude. But I feel like everyone around me is cranky.
Yeah, but like, are you able...
In general.
Are you able to regulate your crankiness?
No, very much.
Me neither.
Very much not so. Yeah. So maybe it's not such a good thing.
And
but sometimes I just enjoy sitting in it. Like, no, I'm cranky.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a very
but
toxic
But when somebody
trait.
Is telling you that you're cranky, my default is like to get defensive. I'm like, I'm not cranky. You're cranky.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on tonight, like, I've been struggling today. I don't know what's been on me. Like,
I'm sorry about that. I was so cranky.
Yeah. So then it was, like, rough night, and we were kind of saying, we need to get up and get out tomorrow, whatever. And in fairness to Faye, she let me lie on a couple extra hours, and we got up. Yeah, but it was still wrecked. Like, it wasn't, like...
Sometimes it can be detrimental.
So the lie on, I get on, I'm like, oh, I'm so behind.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like, if I don't get up and get showered now...
Yeah.
The day's never going to start.
See, I feel like... What time did you lie on till?
About 9.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, we have an obscene lie-on situation in our house that we have until 11.
11?
Each. I get Saturday, she gets Sunday.
11?
And but the thing is, like, I'm wide awake by 9, but I'm like, well, I'm not getting up. Like,
yeah, she can get up. Sitting
I'm lying in bed, I'm
phone.
Scrolling on TikTok. It's fucking glorious. But when I get up, I'm like... I don't want to do anything, man. You know, like
if you should be refreshed in theory, like,
you know, I feel less refreshed because I'm like at 11.
Sloth boy.
I know, but this, she, Kerry doesn't have a phone. I know I made a sketch about it last week. She's like,
she doesn't have a phone.
No, she broke it. She doesn't have a phone. Right,
your mom went back.
Well, yeah, we just have to get her a new one. But yeah, okay. Anyway,
I thought she's like consciously like gone off grid.
No. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but no. But then So I'm out with the kids. Does that she mean? Comes out to the bath to go to the bathroom. She's like, and she's done this a few times. She's like, can I have your phone to scroll? And I was like,
no,
like, not only. I mean, I give it to her. I got nothing to hide. Well, I do. But she doesn't know where, she doesn't know where to find it.
But that's a clip that she won't be able to watch because she has no phone.
She's got no phone. She can't see it. So it was just ironic that I was like, not only. I mean, she's done it before where I'm beside her in the bed. And it's like, okay, I'm still not mad about that. No, like I'd be like on asleep. If it's her time to get up or whatever, she will wake herself up by scroll or whatever. But then on Sunday, it's like, I'm going to take your phone into the other room with me for 2 hours or whatever to scroll.
And
I mean, one, I'm terrible without my phone anyway. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? You know, I mean, play with my kids, sure, but... Yeah.
But in the breaks in between, yeah, exactly. What am I going to look at? My exactly. hand?
The nursery rhymes on TV. Yeah. And so, like, all the while, and like, she's just in there. She could just be fucking going... And how deep is she going?
Oh, man, I would be freaking out.
Yeah, an absolute... the resolve it takes. Yeah. And then I'm, like, scouting. Like, she comes out, I'm like, you know, like, oh, do you have a good thing? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, grand. Yeah. Grand.
When you get the one word answer. Huh?
Yeah, fine. I'm like, fuck.
What do I have to do now?
What does she find? Damage control. Like, what does she find? Like, I can't say, well, I guess you found this because she might have found that. Like, you tell me.
What got on there, man?
I mean, I really don't have anything, but like, you know.
You could.
I suppose if she technically was really adamant on finding something.
There's stuff in there? There's bodies buried? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, I'm sounding so shady.
Yeah, I know, like, the least shady person I know is
just general.
Yeah. Whatever.
Misdemeanors. Yeah. All right. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. So we got out Sunday anyway for a nice walk, and we felt great. And then we went for a bit of lunch, and it was really nice.
Nice.
Yeah. We were like, me and Faye were like, oh, even though we're both wrecked, wasn't today lovely? We had a lovely day.
It was nice to get out.
And like, in theory, that should have been the day that was like, oh, this is gonna go tits up straight away because we're all so tired. It's like, no, the tiredness has pulled us all together.
All for one and one for all. Yeah. And then I like it.
Lovely night's sleep Sunday. But I'm feeling like I'm, no matter how much sleep I get, it's not enough.
No, it's never enough. I always think of a line.
And I've even been going to bed earlier, so consciously. You know me, I'm a night owl.
You are a nightsman. Mm. A night's watchman.
No, don't associate me with that show.
Seasons 1 to 4. Night's watchman.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been like on. Someone in work is helping me with a nutrition plan.
Hey, all right. All right.
I'm drinking. I got a bottle. Water? To put water in it because she said like this. It's a bit more involved than I. She brought in the scales and everything.
Damn. Like she's doing like Weight Watchers?
Nutritionist or something. She or you know whatever she
is
knows.
Is it Weight Watchers or Slimming World?
No, but she just wanted to get my initial measurements. So she's getting. I did my belly and my arm, but like. Proper, like, to calculate my fucking whatever
BMI. There's a lot of bullshit BMI.
Yeah, that's apparently a lot of bullshit. But, so I got the
apparently
scale.
I'm clinically obese.
Yeah, me too. But, so, that's what I'm on now. So, I mean, I literally started today, but I've got my water. I had to give her my, like, what I eat. Like, two weekdays and one day at the weekend, what I had, everything I had. You know, it's like Monday. Oh, Terry, I mean, this is bad, right? This isn't even... Not typical. Monday, I just wrote, it was like 7:30 coffee, 9 coffee, 11 coffee. Like
you don't eat anything?
2 sugars, 3 sugars.
You don't
eat
anything?
No.
And what time do you get up at? 6?
Yep.
How do you not eat anything for the first 5 hours of the day?
I don't know, because if I do that on the weekend, I'm starving by 10.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah. But, and then it's like lunch. I get like a little spice box thing in the Landis that you just make yourself. Can of Monster. And then I had Chinese that night. Snickers ice cream. And I was like, that's what I consumed on a Monday. And I was so embarrassed giving it to her.
It's like, any veg, any fruit. Yeah. Any...
She was like, oh, this is going to be easy. You know? So we'll see how that goes.
Funny enough, I started doing something the last 2 days. I saw a clip on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like a guy, he was a nutritionist. And he was like, you need to do these things in the morning. First thing, you should be drinking coconut water. First thing, it says it flushes out your system. So they didn't have any coconut water. So I just said, I'm going to have a pint of water first thing. Because normally, I would, you know, when I get on the train, I'm tired. I have a Coke Zero at about, you know, 7:30.
Uh-huh.
That's my coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. mental, but sure. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's caffeine. So early. No sugar. Though. Yeah, but the you fizz. Have a coffee.
The fizz. So the early fizz in the day.
What makes it.
Gives you the kick.
Liz. Makes you Liz.
That doesn't even, but, doesn't even work.
Live. Live.
Doesn't work.
I need it, right? So, but having said that, when I did it the last year, yesterday and today, I pinted what consciously pint of water, and I felt like I didn't need my Coke until like 10 really? O'clock.
I was going to ask you, does it actually make you feel better?
Like both days, I'm like, huh. And I'm like, maybe I need to start thinking, because like I'll have a bowl of cereal, maybe a bowl and a half. Push
bowl
the
and
two.
A half?
Yeah, what do you mean? Why don't you give me that look?
Where's the half coming into play?
Well, I have my...
You have a second bowl and you eat half of it? Or you fill it halfway?
So I'll have a bowl of cereal. Uh-huh. I'll have my big bag of cereal with me at the desk in the morning. But you know, in the canteen. So you see Terry walking around with a bag of special flakes.
There's Terry with his cereal.
Yeah. Fill it up and then I'll eat
it. When you say special flakes, is that like Special K knockoff?
Yeah. Can't have Special K anymore. They
price
taste
of,
terrible.
Price of it. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Price of it too. But they
changed the formula.
The best, here's the thing. Yes, they did. Many years ago.
Don't like that.
So Tesco Special Flakes are okay. Centra Special Flakes. They're the business now.
Really?
Yeah. $1.59 a box.
Wow.
So, the Aldi ones. So, stay away from the Aldi ones. The Aldi ones.
I've had the Aldi ones.
Cut you to shreds.
But you have... So you have a bowl. And then what, you fill another
and
bowl
I, no, no, no. And then like when I get to like the last third of my bowl.
You top it back up?
I'll top it back up and put some... Because I have a cup of milk. I fill up a cup of milk. One of those little coffee cups of milk. So then I fill it back up, put some more milk on, a little bit of sugar.
Do you eat it at your desk?
No, I eat it in the canteen downstairs. Okay. And then I might do a little bit of top up again just to mix it around. So it's like it's like a 1 2/3 maybe of a bowl. That'll get me to lunchtime.
And do the canteen provide the bowls?
Yes, yeah. Okay. It's a restaurant.
I was going to say, you should bring your own bowl.
I had to last week because the dishwasher was broken and they only had paper bowls. And I will be in the cold, dead ground before I eat my cereal from a paper bowl.
Paper bowl?
It's like it's going to disintegrate. Yeah. I have no problem eating off paper plates. I'll tell you that.
No, that's fine.
But the paper bowl.
Drinking out of a paper cup, but paper. But give me a paper bowl. You best,
throw
you
back
best,
in your face.
You best not be here when I get back.
You come at the right. King.
I don't
you
know where I'm going,
missed.
But... Yeah. Okay. Well, look. This is very interesting.
So I'm with you though. I think I'm gonna try and start doing some hacks, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Or just living like a normal person.
But you know, that's what it is.
Not and some fucking.
It's like I have my dinner at.
I can't
nine.
Even think of a word for it.
You see what it's doing to me? You see, I'd have my dinner mad late as well. So, but I think the thing is like just having some sort of. Person asking you, did you do that thing? Like that's what
accountability.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need someone to just be like
we tried that.
How'd you get on with the thing? Yeah,
with exercising.
But like, I don't want to be like, you know, like we more congratulate.
Yeah. Oh,
rather
send
than
you a thing, be like,
rather than be like, did you get out today, Terry? Yeah. You know, like I wouldn't even want to do that. You know what I mean?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Like well,
did you fucking get out?
Yeah, exactly.
You prick.
Like, you don't fucking
you
know what my
cunt.
Been
yeah.
Like. Stupid
fuck
bastard.
Off, like. All of a sudden, we've gone from best pals to like mortal enemies.
That's what I'll do it if we ever stop being friends. Because
okay.
One of us pushed the other too hard into doing something that the other person asked for.
I need you to help me exercise.
And even if I tell you, I
call you a scaldy prick,
keep going.
I promise it won't be the end of our friendship. I guarantee you.
Terry, I haven't heard that name in years.
That dirtbag.
I had some bad news this morning. You've probably seen I have a copyright strike on my YouTube.
What happened?
Oh, it's my own fault.
What
I
was
flew
it?
Too close to the sun.
What was the strike?
I think I had a... Right, there's a lad on Twitter who does these compilations, you know, after a match.
I saw you put it in, yeah? And you
yeah. So
complimented him.
I asked him, and I DM'd him and said, hey... Do you mind if I use your comp? And he said, yeah, sure. But the problem is, so I just used it as it is. Whereas normally if I'm doing stuff, I'll zoom in, I'll like track the ball. So it's like not the exact clip,
right.
You know, as it would appear on Sky. And so I was a bit lazy with it and I just got it. But normally like I'll get a thing being like, your video has been demonetized. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll just chop that bit out. And then it's like, boom, you're back to being monetized again. Great. it's like, this is not a copyright strike, blah, blah. But today it was like, your video has been deleted. You have one copyright strike. Like, the fuck?
Like points on your license, like.
Yeah. And apparently, I'd rather points on my license. And apparently it like really limits, YouTube say they don't, but according to Reddit.
Always reliable.
Always reliable.
And not they say
essentially it 100% does affect your views. So I have a copyright strike for 90 days. Christmas Eve is when it actually is up.
Well,
I had to go to copyright school.
What?
I had to take a little test.
What world are you living in,
sir? This is what YouTube said. It'll be over YouTube in 90 days said. If you attend copyright school, as they say. Let's say some gangster's using a clip that doesn't belong to you. Just give him one of these.
It's like fucking traffic school.
It was literally four questions, true or false or whatever. I'm like, grant, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
So are you gonna monitor your views in the next 90 days?
Yeah, it's going to tank.
We'll just see.
But I think I'll make a thing of it. You know, like day 76 in purgatory. Yeah. Like, we're getting there, you know. But I'm just going to have to not use the clips. But I don't really need them. That's the thing. I didn't even need it.
So you can't use them at all?
I'm just not going to for a bit. I'll use like the Simpsons, Father Ted stuff, but the actual football clips.
Why is that not a copyright strike?
I don't know.
Ah.
That's the short answer. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Fucking Premier League, they already took my TikTok and now they're coming from a YouTube.
They know, Andy. They know you're getting too big.
Some fucking snitch out there.
Speaking of the Premier League, you happy the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, Darwin, Terry.
Yeah, it was a good goal.
Good, wasn't it?
Not great for my fantasy. Because now Jota.
Yeah, and like, you know what? I thought, even in my own other one, I was like, I'll keep Jota. He'll probably start anyway. Like, nope, nothing.
Didn't start. Alisson didn't start. Yeah. Could have done that 6 points, let me tell you.
Trent got me an assist on a clean sheet. I tell you, it was one of those game weeks where like, if I'd have been playing anyone else, I would have lost big time. I had like 35. I was playing.
Got 36. Like.
Someone got 32 or something. Yeah. But like people were losing. Like I seen one, it was like 60 to 51. Yeah. I was like, Jesus, thank God I wasn't in that.
It's like when I ran into Sean who has Diaz. And it's like, there you go. That's it. Game over. Two goals from midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Why, unless, you know.
There's your bonus. There's your
and
clean
like, and,
sheet.
And it doesn't help that like I have a lot of Man United players in my team.
That's not helping anybody.
Should have won, 4-0. Typical Man United game. Well, actually, you know what? I'd say it's an improvement on last year because we lost 4-0 against Palace in Sellers Park.
But weren't you lucky to hang on at the end?
Well, that's what I mean. We should have been out of sight.
SA or whatever, just wide.
Should have been out of sight. And then,
This fucking guy.
You're just mad that he's kind of good now.
Like, he's not good.
He is good. What about that double save? Like,
yeah, that was good. I mean, look, he's okay, but I think he's a poor goalkeeper.
I disagree.
Yeah.
That evidence would, you know.
Let me ask you a question right now, Slick.
Okay. Oh, don't you point the finger at me.
Would you rather, if I offered you now, Queevy and Kelleher?
No.
For Onana?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Mental. Kelleher is like the...
But he's not. Like, he's not really that good.
Every time Kelleher has played for Liverpool, he's been fucking
not every time.
Quality. I've never seen him be like, jeez, he was shite today. I've never
thought that.
There
was a couple of games last year that
really?
I like Villa last year. You're like...
Yeah, probably wasn't his fault.
No, there were a couple of like poor goals. I was like, you know, at United last year.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember United last year in the FA Cup?
Yeah,
we beat your brains in 4-3.
Well, beat our brains in.
Sorry, I blew the levels out there.
It is excessive, but...
But you probably should
have... You won.
You should have done better with that last goal, you know, Diallo.
Yeah, you should have done, yeah.
There's a couple of goals in that game where you're like,
Still, and that was the fucking start of the demise. So frustrating. Hey, I have to ask you.
Yes?
What did you think? Like, first of all, I know, obviously, like, United drew, but, like, I love the fact, like, when your team win or, like, they don't lose... And you can enjoy the spectacle.
Yeah, the big match.
Arsenal and City. I tell you what, I fucking loved it. And I'll tell you why. As soon as...
Both Arsenal, bags of balls?
No, like, I the two teams I dislike the most.
Yeah.
But I actually think I dislike Arsenal.
It's Arteta.
Sorry, Arsenal fans.
It's Arteta.
I think I dislike Arsenal more than City now. Even because it's like, City is like, all right, you fuck off. You're going to get done for your fucking charges. It's all tainted. Whereas Arsenal's like, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
It's Arteta, I think. That he has cultivated this, like, Jose Mourinho-esque, like, siege mentality.
The pickpocket shit.
All that stuff. You know, like he's kind of taken the worst stuff off Rodgers, the worst stuff off Mourinho, and, like, spent an absolute fortune. And people are like, a generational manager. He's like, he's won one trophy in 5 years.
Yeah, true.
Ten Hag's won two in 2 years. What are we talking about?
I had a comment from an Arsenal fan, friend of ours, no, I'm not going to name him, but he said...
I know who it is.
You'll know who it is. Yeah. He said he was losing it when you were comparing United's having a better 2 years than Arsenal for those two trophies that you...
Two trophyless years that Arsenal had. Yes. Yes, two trophyless years against 2 years with trophies.
Who do you think it was?
P.E.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, look, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. Yeah. We hadn't won a trophy in 6 years, so yeah, you know.
Did you like the?
First of all, I love the sending off, and I love that everybody's like,
"Oh, I loved it."
He knows what he's doing, and it's like the second time.
What?
Yeah, it's like I thought the analysis was great. Roy Keane is like, he could side foot that to Saka. He like boots it away. It's like
to no one. Yeah, like I love this. And do you know
Arteta
what I love?
Being like for passing the ball, like. He shouldn't have done it. Like, you know,
Keane was right. Keane said that. He's like, just say, look, it was silly. It is a second yellow. Yeah. You know, we'll move
and
on.
And Doku should have been booked for doing the same thing.
He should.
I agree.
When it got to the end, right, and it was like every save Raya made was like all the defenders were like a routine catch. Were like, they're all slapping his back like 95th, 96th minute. I'm like, and like City were locked out, like they just couldn't
City
get
were
in.
Brutal
they
as
were
well,
shit. Right? They weren't moving. They were just like, I'll pass it here. No, here. Yeah. No, no. But like
center
when it got center. To center holds it,
holds it.
But when they kept celebrating every little thing, I was like, oh, it'd be so fucking funny if City do it. And then Haaland fucking hitting the ball off.
I thought he might have got done.
Haaland?
For throwing the ball.
Afterwards, like?
Just in VAR being like.
You think it was funny?
That was very funny. But it was like, you can't really, like, I'd be calling for him to be booked.
I'm actually very surprised that Arsenal aren't been like, hey, what about this?
My timeline is flooded with... I'm like, during preseason, for whatever reason, I must have watched a Spurs video, but it was like all these Spurs fans. I'm like, why are you clogging up my timeline?
Who the hell are you?
And now it's like Arsenal.
Did you see the thing at Arsenal where it's like, because it was like at the end, Haaland's like, everyone was like, Ben White squaring up to this clown, like showing him. I'm like, Ben White.
I don't know. They're like, oh, he's rattled. I'm like, come on.
Do you know what? I hate that. I love Haaland though. Like, he's pure heel.
I hate him.
But you can't deny him. Like,
he's
incredible.
He's incredible. But he's a prick. He's like Adebayor when Adebayor was good.
He's fucking Vigo, prick. The Carpathian from Ghostbusters 2 in the oil painting. That's him. He's pure villain. You know.
The ooze is gonna start coming up.
Yeah. Can we get into the questions, Terry?
Sure.
Now that you've got the small talk out of the way. Now, I am going to hit you with these questions, Terry.
Okay,
first one from long-time listener and long-time friend, Thomas Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, lads. He didn't burp, that was me. Which movie do you think was maybe okay but ruined by its director? And who would you replace them with? Personally, I think Tarantino would have suited something like Lethal Weapon. As much as I love the original, Pulp Fiction was the closest we got.
So,
any thoughts on that?
Like, a movie that could be ruined by it. And part of me, I go back and forth on this because I don't ever think... It's a hard one to be like, I'm going to plop this director in here.
And then it would all work.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've seen people talk about, like, Tarantino and Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think they're taking crazy pills. They're like, oh, it's like his worst movie.
I've seen
like,
you comment on...
It's his best. It's like, probably his best movie, in my opinion. Or thereabouts.
I thought it was okay, personally.
We'll get to it when we cover that director.
Okay, well, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I struggled to try and actually pick one that was ruined.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. For a movie that I quite enjoyed. Closest thing, probably like Superman with Zack Snyder.
Oh.
Because...
Is that Henry Cavill?
Yeah. And it was like, when I saw the trailer,
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this looks incredible.
Ooh.
The John Williams score, him, you see his hand and it's like, and I was like, oh,
nice.
Christopher Nolan's working on it. Brilliant. And then I watched the movie and it's fucking shite. The movie's Man of Steel.
Right.
Awful movie. Like possibly the biggest disappointment.
Wow.
Of a superhero.
Was everyone keyed up for it?
You see, but he has his Snyder Bros that are like, defend him to the ends of the earth.
Right.
Whereas I think he's, bar Dawn of the Dead, I think he's a pretty terrible filmmaker.
The remake of Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
Ian Rames?
Yeah. And James Gunn wrote that. And I think that's why that movie
is the writing. Was that a directing thing, though, do you think? Like, was the plot good? Was the writing good?
There's a bit in, like, and it has Costner in it, so you know, hey.
I was going to say Kevin Costner, Waterworld.
But he didn't direct it.
Did he not?
He didn't direct it. This is the lore, Andy. He did. Yeah, like he hired one of his guys, Kevin Reynolds, to direct it. And then it's just like...
Kevin Lostner.
It's basically like he bigfooted his way into taking over, essentially. But it'd be interesting if he did...
It's a hard one though, isn't it?
It's a hard one because, like, whenever a director makes a movie that I don't like, I'm hard pressed to be like, "Oh, I wish that was somebody else."
I got one for you, and you're gonna hate this.
Go on.
I think that Licorice Pizza would have been better if it wasn't PTA.
Who do you think should have directed it though?
I mean,
because he wrote it as well.
Ivan Reitman.
Sorry? Ivan Reitman.
Yeah, am I saying the right person?
Yeah. The kid from Ghostbusters? The Ghostbusters guy?
Yeah, isn't... Yeah.
Juno, like...
Yeah, and other better ones.
I mean, Juno is considered his peak.
Didn't he do, like, a few comedies, like...
Thinking of Jason Reitman. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
Ivan Reitman is dead, so he couldn't do it.
Yeah, but he could have... Done. I don't know. Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. Though. Not PTA. I think it was good.
I think it's hard because he wrote and directed it. You know what I mean?
What's your man's name? Richard Linklater. If he had it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, something like that. Yeah. Dazed and Confused style. You know.
Yeah, but it's kind of is Dazed and Confused. It's like PTA's Dazed.
Yeah, but
and
it's
Confused.
Yeah, stripped of the fun.
Though. It's a fun
it's
movie.
It's not fun.
It is.
Okay. Next. I've got the last word on that. Next. Hey guys. For your respective football teams, this is from Evan O'Donovan.
Yeah.
What are the signings that you got really wrong? A signing that you expected big things from but flopped, or a signing that you expected to flop but turned out good?
First one, if you want to go. I have mine for
me. I have my one that I was very disappointed by.
Go on.
I was actually, as mad as it sounds now looking back, I was very excited when we signed Joe Cole in like 2011 or whatever it was. I thought like, oh, good, like, you know, because at the time...
I mean, he had done brilliantly for Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Turned out he says, I never should have joined Liverpool.
It was under Hodgson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a bad, match there, like...
It was like, yeah, it was just, it didn't work at all. He got sent off on his debut, or remember?
Did he?
Yeah.
Lost 3-0 or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, I remember one of the opening days, he lost 3-0 at home. Was that under Rodgers?
Good start. It's a weird stat of Liverpool managers. Like, Slot was like one of the first
to win his first
to
game.
Win in like however many years. Like,
because Thingy
decades. Like,
it was a nil all draw with Klopp.
It was 1-1 with Spurs.
Was it 1-1? Yeah.
And then Rodgers lost. And
for me, Joe Cole. Yeah, is, for me, the big one.
Yeah, that flopped that you thought.
And it didn't even flop, but it was just like
you thought he'd be.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the next like. Bring us. We'd already won the treble at this.
Yeah.
So like this guy's gonna cement us. Was Varane.
Yeah.
Juan Varane. Like the stuff you'd seen him do.
Why
in
didn't
Italy,
he work?
He just didn't fit England. Like because he went to Chelsea then afterwards, and it the game was too quick for him or whatever. Like, you know.
And where did he play? Where did he win?
He's midfield. Lazio. Like was right, you know. Right, so he won the league with Lazio, and he's playing for Argentina, and you know he's fucking amazing. You look at his stuff, and then it just. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, at the time, I think it was a record transfer. It was like Van Nistelrooy was 19 million. He was 28 million. You know, it was around that time where you're like, these are going to be the guys for the next few years.
Yeah, yeah. and we just won the treble, and then we're bringing in these two. Yeah,
like, we're going to be unstoppable. And it just didn't happen for him.
You can almost say Van Nistelrooy was on the other end.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? In that, like, or were you already expecting
good things? Excited because of his record. And then he did his knee.
Yeah.
And it delayed the transfer by a year. And I didn't think they were going to go back for him. And then they went back for him. And you're like, well, this guy is going to be the business, hopefully, fingers crossed. And then he was.
Yeah, yeah.
There was 1 year. I think he was only there 4 years. He's back now. But he's only there.
He's an unmistakable face. Yeah. Isn't he?
Doesn't he look great now? Like,
he looks great for him now. If I just saw him in a sea of people, I'd be like, ugh.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. He's got a real big
You'd be like, big whoa, nose. Whoa, whoa.
His eyes are real close together. He's got ass eyes. You know? You know he's got ass eyes.
Who's the one that turned out good that you thought was on the show?
I actually thought this one was a little bit tricky because I'm always excited by a signing. I think in recent times, Joel Matip, I didn't expect much of when we signed him on a free. James Milner, I didn't expect too much of.
You kind of knew what you would get with Milner. Like.
Yeah, but Milner still exceeded, I think, my expectations just as to how, like, just reliable he was. Dirk Kuyt, at the time, like, you wouldn't say he set the world alight, but, like,
he was your guy, though, wasn't he? Like,
he's one of my favourite players now.
Put your hands up for Dirk Kuyt.
Yeah.
We love this city.
But apart from that, like, there was no one that I really thought, like Oxlade-Chamberlain, you could argue, didn't succeed at Liverpool. You could argue. But at the time...
I think you would be arguing that he did succeed at Liverpool. What the fuck? Like, he was awful.
He wasn't awful. He had one great...
He didn't even have a great full season. One good month at Liverpool.
Those two bangers against City.
Like, that was it.
No, but when we first signed them, I remember thinking, like, what the fuck?
40 million paid.
Yeah, I remember thinking, from Arsenal, I was like, what the fuck?
Not getting a game for Arsenal.
Oxlade-Chamberlain. Yeah. I was like, I trust Klopp, but, like, what the fuck is that? And then, but he surprised me in that he wasn't awful when he was playing. You know what I mean? Didn't work out in the end. Oh, scratch everything I just said, actually. Naby Keita, I thought was going to be...
The best.
I thought he was going to be unreal.
But we're talking about who you thought was going to be bad that turned out to be good.
Yeah, but I forgot to say that at the start.
Yeah, Naby Keita was like, oh, this guy, again, like £50 million midfielder.
70 or something they paid for him. 75, I think.
No, it couldn't be that much.
I think it was in the 70s.
You were shocked when I told you how much Szoboszlai cost.
I was sure that was 35. You said
60
like,
million yeah. plus add-ons.
Not having a great season so far.
What?
He's kind of bugging me this year so far.
Yeah, he's out of the team, isn't he? Like,
no, he's in. He's playing fucking the number 10.
You wouldn't know. Huh? Am I right?
What about you? Who
Mine was? Is this was Chicharito.
Mm.
When I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why? Like, oh, they've no money again. They're spending 10 million on a striker from Mexico.
I'm
like, look at what City are doing. Look at what, you know, like they're spending. I was like, this guy. And then, like, look at what Chelsea are spending. And then he's like, turned out to be the cult hero. Like, you know, he was fucking brilliant. He's like one. He's like a Forlan. Like, you know, I had higher hopes for Forlan.
Yeah.
And Forlan was worse.
Did you have Falcao?
We had him on loan. That's he was kind of crocked. Like,
he really kind of had like a 2 year peak window, didn't he? And then he
was
dipped significantly after that.
Yeah, like his Monaco stretch was unreal. And like at the World Cup and stuff like that. We got him after injury. He was kind of rehabbing under Van Gaal. And I kind of feel like Di Maria is another
wrong
one.
Time. Like.
Yeah, wrong time. Like Di Maria would be like, I don't like him now. He's a little wanker. After, just because he's talking shit about United.
He hates Van Gaal.
Yeah, he hates Van Gaal. But it was the wrong fit. And you think, like, under Solskjaer or whatever like that, would it have been a better fit? Because, like, the first half of that season, I was like, this guy's unbelievable.
I can't believe you guys had Cavani at one point. Big, beautiful bastard.
He's great.
I loved Cavani.
Ronaldo fucked it up.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
And I just think about that now. I'm like, God, I wish we had, like, just stuck with Cavani.
Yeah.
Even though I wanted Ronaldo. And I was like...
Were you happy Ronaldo came back?
I was so happy until all the shit started straight away. Like, oh, here we go.
Ego.
Because I was like, I think he's changed. And then I'm like, oh no, he hasn't changed. They don't
change. He started his own YouTube thing now? I haven't watched a second of it.
Of course not.
I seen he had Rio on. I was like...
That's his? I thought he was on Rio's. Because he's like Trump. He's like, people love me. Yeah. Everywhere I go, people love me. And people are saying I'm the greatest of all time.
It's pretty good. But,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Thanks.
Next question.
Yeah.
From Rob. Rob's is the man who's been coming up with some dynamite ideas for the show.
Rob from the US.
Thank you, Rob. Yes. And he says, it's election season over here in the States, and I'd say our chances of surviving it are 60-40. So anyway, are some things or places you'd like to do, see, or visit in the US before we collapse in on ourselves like a dying star? P.S. Terry up to a full point on the Trump assassination.
Yeah, because apparently there was a second one.
The second one? Like, yeah. I'm seeing nothing about this. I just heard it off the cuff.
It was like what? At its golf course, apparently, or at a golf course. Oh, some right. guy was just apprehended with a rifle.
Oh, right.
I'm starting to believe these things aren't real. Yeah. What would I like to do in the States?
Do see or visit?
I'd love to go to New Orleans. It's a big, really? One, big one for me. And Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
But New Orleans would be, you know.
Wow.
Love the music. I've read a lot of books about the place. You know,
Big Easy.
Documentaries on it. I think it's all the only
is
thing.
It's not a bit of a kip.
Yeah, but like, I want to go to Bourbon Street. Mm. I want to party. You know.
Now that's interesting because I can't think of anything worse than going to New Orleans.
Obviously not my kid.
If like, I went, no, even just solo.
Yeah.
Or with, you know, me and you or whatever.
Yeah. Me and you.
There's 50 places I would go before I'd go.
I mean, I've been to New York. You know? Yeah. I don't
same,
really.
Same. So have I.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. New Orleans, Hawaii. When I was in New York, we couldn't get tickets to any of the sporting events. I'd like to go see a sporting event.
Yeah. Actually, that's
mind,
a good one.
I wouldn't
one.
Mind going to see, like, the Mets or something like that. Or Vegas.
Yeah.
People tell me about Vegas. How amazing it is.
Something to experience.
And it's like when, like, there's, you know, he's like, oh, I was the same as you, didn't want to go and went over it. Now I'm like, I have to go back. Really? And I'm like, okay. Like, I'd love to go to a film festival in America.
Mm.
Like,
it's very on brand.
Yeah, I know. But like, Telluride or, you know, even New York Film Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
But I mean, like,
not Sundance. Wouldn't want to go
in America?
Stuff. It's in Utah, yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
What about you?
I think I do like the sporting event thing. I would like to experience either a basketball or an NFL. Probably a basketball game.
Mm, okay, interesting.
Because I feel like that'd be a better experience. You're closer. You're not waiting around.
Baseball's a long time. Like
baseball, I would just... If your company is bad going to a baseball game, you're going to have a bad time.
Well, me and
time.
You are going.
Well, then we're having a great time. Yeah. But
we go to the Seinfeld baseball game.
Yeah.
They do.
I would probably like to go. I would like to go to the general area around like Montana, Utah, Colorado.
Go visit Costner.
Is he there?
Yeah, that's it.
Forget it. I would like to
a
go to
a lot of them
that.
Have like ranches in Montana.
Like mountainous states in that whole area.
Just need to watch Horizon, man, and you're already there.
Oh, yeah?
Horizon, an American saga.
Oh,
chapter one.
Should have known. It's not chapter one as well.
Yeah.
Horizon. Oh, I forgot I got annoyed about this before.
Horizon. An American Saga, chapter one. Oh. Chapter two played at Venice.
It's dripping
to mix,
with
to pretentiousness. Mix the reviews.
Oh my God. It's a mixed review.
I don't even know if there's going to be a chapter three.
Good.
I hope he gets to make it though.
Now, the next question is from Andrew, like Cher, no surname. Which celebrities that have arrived in the last 5 years can you do an impression of? Glenn Powell, question mark?
Glenn Powell's a hard one.
I don't think I can do anyone. I don't know anyone who's arrived in the last 5 years.
Could you, Austin Butler here? That's more of an Andy Samberg actually doing an impression.
Doing
Austin Butler, because he kind of fell into that Elvis voice and can't. Get out of it.
Yeah.
That arrived in the last 5 years.
I don't know if I can.
There's no celebrities anymore. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the closest one.
Glenn Powell is...
Powell can do... Yeah.
I feel like that would just be a general...
A lot of,
what? You kind of had it there.
Yeah, a lot of... My name's Gary Johnson.
You lost it
there. No, that's him in Hitman, though. Him doing a voice.
The yeah that you gave me before that kind of morphed into him for a second. From what I understand of him.
Yeah.
I might have to come back to.
Let me.
Might take an L on that one, Andrew. Not you.
Who's on SNL? You know what I've been listening to? It's a delightful podcast, the Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast.
Oh yeah,
where it's literally Seth Meyers and the guys from the Lonely Island go through all their digital shorts on SNL. So they go from the start and work their way up.
What, like review them or?
Yeah, and they talk about, oh, was this, how did this come to be or whatever? And like you just hear them talking about how they made the sketches and stuff like that. Or like sketches that didn't make it to air.
Yeah.
And Andy Samberg does an incredible Beetlejuice, which is a really hard impression to do.
Beetlejuice.
I know, it's more like, hey, you want to go to...
Hey, Beetlejuice.
Okay, well, not really much of an impression guy, but okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that at the end. All right. Joe Hall. I just finished watching Barry, looking for the next great show along the same lines where it's funny, but also just an amazing show. If you have any recommendations.
You have
30 seconds.
Barry is an incredible show. I would say if you haven't watched any of Danny McBride's TV shows, start there. Eastbound and Down is kind of along the same lines where it's incredibly funny, quite dark. Vice Principals, you get some Walton Goggins in Vice Principals, which is also fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then Righteous Gemstones, which is the latest one he's doing. That's probably the funniest one. And you get some Walton Goggins in there as well. Huh. It's Danny, you can't really go wrong with those
he
guys.
He is hilarious.
He's so funny. I watched Hot Rod just on the heels of it. I forgot he's in it. And it's like, at one point, they crash into somebody's like Winnebago. And he's like, hey, my Winnebago. He picks up a traffic cone there. He's like, he's like, I'm all juiced up on green tea. I go to church every Sunday. You're going to make these demons come out of me. And it's like, again, they're just like, that's just Danny improv. And
that's
like,
him, yeah. Like, you know, not sticking to script at all.
If you're talking, you know, the next great show, loving Slow Horses at the moment. I have to say,
excuse me,
I'm loving Slow Horses at the moment.
I thought you said Love and Slow Horses.
Slow Horses
Part 1, An American Dream.
Saga Part Chapter 1
B Section C.
Slow Horses is very good, funny, incredibly watchable. Only 6 episodes a season. I'm done.
Thank you. Thanks for the question, Joe. Next one. Oh, these are all fucking film and TV. A quick one. Connor Lynch. Thank you, Connor.
My man.
I think a deep dive on a selection of direct descendant of Pocahontas, Edward Norton's best work would make for some solid pod content. Keep up the work. Keep up the work. He's throwing shade.
Connor, that's not a question, but thank you.
I'll be honest. I am not mad on Ed Norton at all. In fact, So much so that I think if I seen Ed Norton starring, I don't think I'm interested in seeing it.
Connor, if you're interested in listening to us talk about Ed Norton, you might want to go back and check out our Wes Anderson miniseries, where he appears in quite a few of those movies.
Now easily accessible thanks to the Patreon.
It's also on main feed.
Thing.
It's also on main feed.
It's there. Yeah.
I'm a fan of Ed Norton. I think he's best used when he's not trying to be the actor. You know what I mean? They talked about him being,
he's having a bit of fun, like.
Yeah, I think that's why I like the Wes Anderson stuff. Like, I love them in Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah, I liked him in that.
He's so good in that. And he was really good in fucking, what you call it, Grand Budapest.
Oh yeah,
as well. Like,
yeah, he was actually. Yeah.
He plays the, you know, the gendarme or whatever. Fight Club, really watched it there last
classic,
year.
Isn't it? What's it, does it hold up?
It doesn't really.
I wouldn't have thought so.
To what I remember, it's still really good.
Is it?
Yeah,
it seems very of the time.
Yes.
What was it, like 2000?
It was ahead of its time. It was 99. It was kind of ahead of its time. Which, you know, he's very good in it. You know the twist. It kind of...
Yeah.
I thought it'd be higher on my Fincher list. I tell you what, there was like 5 5-star Fincher movies I had on my list. That was not one of them. You can check out over on the old Letterboxd if you follow me there. I did a rewatch of all David Fincher's movies.
And but this didn't get the 5-star treatment?
No, I got a 4.5, I think. It's somewhere middle in the list for me.
But do you think Fight Club is a 4.5-star movie? Even distancing yourself from that review.
Yeah, it's incredibly well made. Like,
is it?
Okay. Yeah, and very well. And Brad Pitt is, like, You've never seen, like, the guy who was...
I think I've seen that character before.
No.
In every one of his movies that he's ever done.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Like, no, that's his name.
That's not... If you let me talk.
Go on. Sorry.
Like, the guy who was renowned for being the alpha, actually playing the ultimate alpha. But that's Fight Club. That's not... It's not him in Oceans. No, he's not the alpha in Oceans.
Isn't he?
No.
Like,
there's no alpha in Oceans.
Nothing phases him. And like he's...
Lots of stuff phases him in it, but they just... He tries not to show it.
Hmm.
You know, in Seven, he's not the alpha male. He's the guy that wants to be the alpha male. Hmm. But Morgan Freeman is like, okay, sit back in your chair. I'm still in this office for three more days. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next one. Norton
is good. Primal Fear. You ever see that?
No.
I won't ruin the twist for you. It's a good twist.
Feel free to ruin it.
It's a good twist.
Never. I'll never watch it.
Maybe when we do our courtroom series.
How many shit? When are you going to unlock these chains, Terry?
When does it end? It ends when the show ends.
It ends when people stop making movies.
Yeah. But even then, we'll have tons more to look back on.
Neil, longtime patron and longtime friend, says, I've started watching The Shield on Terry's recommendation.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to just take a walk. Just finished season one. Excellent show. Michael Chiklis got me thinking about one-hit wonder actors, though. Who do you think had one or two fantastic roles and deserved big careers, but they were never really heard from again? Great question.
Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Is the one that always springs to mind. To
yeah.
Me. That, like,
I would never even thought of that, but yeah.
He's Kramer. He's incredible as Kramer. And... I remember he had his own TV show after, the Michael Richards Show, where he was like a detective.
Yeah, I remember.
It was not very good. And even in movies.
Wasn't he in some other show as well?
No.
The Michael Richards Show.
He was in Airheads.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, they didn't know how to use him properly.
No.
He was in a movie called...
Problem Child.
Was he in Problem Child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see blood.
He was in a movie called... Trial and Error, where he plays a kind of a burnout and he ends up having to pretend to be a lawyer. It's kind of like My Cousin Vinny,
but
he's not actually a lawyer.
Right.
In a small town type thing. Not very good.
I can't imagine.
And
so.
Then you're like, how could he be so...
When did the...
it was like...
Thing happen.
10 years after Seinfeld. So
that,
like,
is weird though. So it wasn't just...
No, it wasn't like... He'd been in the wilderness for a while, whereas Jason Alexander...
Is it just that... I was going to say, like, Jason Alexander... That got me thinking of Jason Alexander, like George, because Jason Alexander played very George characters for a couple of years after Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah, he had like 5 sitcoms that had like one season.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Or like his character in Shallow Hal is basically George. You know, like little thing like that, like...
George with less Riz.
Yes.
You know?
But, because even before Seinfeld, like, wasn't Jason Alexander in Pretty Woman? And
yeah, he was a...
I feel like he, because he's a good...
I mean, he went back to the stage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He
like, because he was a song and dance guy originally. You know, he kind of went back and does that, like, and will make fun of himself in Curb for doing that stuff. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. To be honest, I think a lot of very good comedic actors who like were like iconic for their roles got a little typecast and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to think, like, I know you don't like him, but I would have thought that John Krasinski would have had a better career by now. Since
The
Office.
Mean, he's a movie star though, and he's a
director. Is he a movie star?
He was in the Quiet Place movie.
Yeah, but he made it.
Yeah, but he was in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
He was in that movie. Again, he made it.
But still, I thought he'd be a bit, you know.
They tried him as a leading man.
That
they tried
army
him
thing, whatever it was.
Oh, Jack Ryan? Or no, you're thinking of 13...
Something.
Benzaghi, the 13 ghosts or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
They tried him. They put him with Clooney. You know what I mean? They put him in an old-time kind of rom-com and it didn't, you know, didn't take...
That kind of leads into the next question, if I may, from Tony Kane. Which that guy / lesser known actor do you think has untapped leading person potential?
I'm going to need you to take your phone out. Because I've talked with this guy before. And every time I mention him, you're like, who?
Go on.
So James Badge Dale.
James Badge Dale. All right.
Don't tell me you've never seen this guy before.
I've seen him. Do you know, I'll tell you exactly what this guy's problem is already. too much like a villain. He can't be a leading man.
He can. You know, remember the movie The Empty Man?
No, I do not. Never heard of it.
You've watched it. I told you about it, and you watched it.
Never heard of it, mate. I genuinely couldn't. Terry, you got that crazy look in your eye.
Mr. Simpson liked it.
Mr. Simpson, no. The Empty Man.
Yeah. It was about a thing. Yeah, it's a horror, and it's like the kids, they like go under a bridge and they blow in a bottle. And it's like, when you blow in the bottle, you're summoning the Empty Man. The kids are doing it as like a kind of new high. And he's then investigating. He's like, one of these girls has gone missing. The rest of our friends turned up dead. And he's investigating it. And then things start to unravel.
That kind of reminds me of...
so fucking good in it. Like,
that reminds me of my movie. The one where...
The Baker Man?
Yes.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah. Pat the Baker. Oh, no. It was something.
So fresh. He's deadly.
Oh, there's your fucking poster right there.
Would not play around anywhere else. James Badgedale, to me,
all right,
he
yeah.
shows up, like, he's in Iron Man 3 as Guy Pearce's, like, number two, or one of his number twos. He's brilliant. He shows up, he's in Flight for, like, one scene
yeah.
and fucking kills it. Like, he's in that movie, The Empty Man. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be the next thing.
Why is it?
I don't know, because he's so, and everybody talks about him being like, he's brilliant. I don't know.
Is he not making poor choices? Maybe he's just
making good choices.
Maybe he doesn't audition well.
I mean, you're in a Marvel movie, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe he chooses not to.
Maybe he doesn't want the bit.
Yeah, I want them. You know what I mean? Like,
I got nothing for that question.
No,
to
you
be
got
honest,
nobody?
Unless they're untapped. Do you know, maybe it's just because I'm watching Breaking Bad. But I feel like Dean Norris is actually a brilliant actor.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible at that. And then
I feel like he's got so much emotion in his face, or like that sort of...
How far are you in?
Last episode of season 3.
So he's had the car shootout already?
Yeah, he's still in hospital. He's trying to be rehabilitated.
Incredible scene. With the two guys coming.
Yeah.
From, like,
that's actually what got me back into watching it, because that clip came up on my TikTok and I was like,
he gets the little
God, I have to watch it.
Text or whatever.
Yeah, he gets the call. It's like, you have 1 minute. Two men are coming to kill you. Yeah. And he's just given his gun because he's just been like...
Yeah, like you're obsessed or whatever.
Yeah. And so
come
he
on,
had to do it
come
all.
Come on, Hank. Clean up. That's a good guy. That's a good... That guy. His boss.
Oh, Hank. Yeah. The mustache,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
the fakest mustache going,
know,
by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he normally plays. I tell you who he is, if you remember.
Yeah,
in Magnolia, he's like Tom Cruise's security guy.
Oh yeah,
he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
The guy that goes everywhere with him. I think he calls him the Colonel or something.
Here's another question that I haven't hit you with yet.
Okay,
goat takeaway.
Now. Are we specifics, or are we saying type?
What type and what specific are you getting?
Oh.
You have a free house, and the latest fucking movie, that whatever, PTA,
Kevin
4 hour
Costner.
Fest,
yeah,
is on, and you're like, you know what?
All parts of Horizon the American Saga are there in front of me to
exactly.
watch.
Exactly. Part 1, 2, and 3. Chapter.
Four.
Okay.
He's never going to get to make 4.
What
okay.
takeaway?
Yeah.
Again, that's the question.
Oh, sorry. Right, of course. Chinese, I think.
Same.
I think a Chinese, yeah. And I think I'm getting... Just for me?
Just for you. And money is no option.
Spice bag. Getting wings. Because not all spice bags come with wings.
You're literally mirroring my
getting
answer.
Getting salt and chili wings. Curry sauce.
I differ there with you.
What?
Satay.
Depends on the Chinese, though.
Well,
I can't beat a good tub of curry sauce. And what else? Prawn crackers.
Prawn crackers? They come free anyway. You don't even need to ask for them.
You gotta ask for
you
them.
Gotta
in
ask
some
them
places.
You need a new takeaway, mate.
I'm limited.
They're not great in Wicklow, are they?
We found the one. Here's the thing. I didn't think I would like it because it's also a Mazzoni. So in the village, it's a Mazzoni and a Chinese.
Oh.
But it's actually good Chinese. And the Mazzoni is run by Chinese people. So if anything,
okay,
your pizza
if
might
anything, be. the Italian side is being let down.
And then there's a chip. There's an Italian chip across the way that also does pizzas.
Huh.
And they're pretty decent too.
Do you know, I had to go yesterday into a kitchen and record someone cooking the perfect steak, some Chinese guy. And And then I got to sit there and eat the steak.
Nice.
After recording it.
So what kind of steak was it?
A ribeye.
Okay, I was a fan.
He recorded three different... He cooked three different steaks of different... And I didn't know what to say. He's like, I'm not going to do the accent.
Please don't.
He's like, how do you like your steak? And I couldn't remember. I was like, medium well. And him and his wife were like, oh. He's like, I'll give you medium. And I'm like, okay, fine. Whatever you say.
I'd be medium well.
But that's, you know, that's kind of blasphemy to true steak eaters, apparently.
I think people can have their food whatever way they want it. Like, if somebody I've been in the restaurant where somebody ordered a blue steak beside me.
Literally just like, take it out and slap it
down. Can I swap seat? I did not want to sit there beside. It was a football night out. And I was like, I'm going to be here for another hour. And this guy's eating
bloody guts. Yeah. But the problem...
Blue and onions.
But the problem...
That guy on the next to me. Yeah. The other side.
But the thing is, the problem was that, like, it was great that I got to eat it. And I was like, this is great. But it was like him and his wife and the owner. Well, actually, he was the owner, but the previous owner. So there was three of them in this empty restaurant while I'm sitting there eating steak and chips. And they're like, I felt so apologetic. I was like, really? Like, you don't have to. And like, no, it's fine. And
I already cooked it.
But they're all just kind of standing around and I'm like fucking shoveling it into me.
You'd be doing that anyway, mate.
But I mean, I would, but like, I would at least have taken my time a bit more. But a perk of the job. It's not
and
the
how
usual
did he, how did he
job.
Cook it? Like, how many minutes?
Like, he had a hot oven now, so he...
He did it in an oven?
No, a hot...
Hot pan?
Hot pan. Yeah. So, but he did put one of them in an oven in the pan. But the ribeye he just did in the pan. And here's a little thing now. It's not going to translate on audio. You probably already know this. But he was doing this with his finger and pinching the meat on his thumb. Yeah. So it's like thumb to pinky is whatever. Medium, rare, well done. And like...
Oh.
Feeling what the thumb part feels like so you can feel the meat.
I did not know about that. That's cool.
So I thought, oh, this is fucking gold when he was giving me that. I'm like, say that again.
Why don't you just slide your t-shirt off? A little bit more.
Yeah, it's for the video. And you know what? I would say the same as you. Spice bag, salt and chili wings, satay sauce, maybe chicken balls as well.
Chicken balls not come in the spice bag?
No.
Oh.
And if they do, then I'm not getting enough. I want a large portion of chicken balls.
As well
to
as...
To myself.
So what comes in the spice bag when you order?
When I order it, just salt and chili, chicken and chips and some whatever.
Peppers. Of course, you don't want them.
The onion. Yeah. Well, the onions I love.
No.
The peppers I wouldn't touch, but the onion
now
part.
Now I want Chinese.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And my family, it's my least favourite of my family. They would go chipper or pizza. I can't eat pizza anymore.
Why not?
My fucking stomach just be in bits for days. And I wake up the next day, if I order an Apache or something, I wake up being like, oh.
There used to be a running joke where I'd be like, I'd order an Apache, like, in work. I'd order an Apache on Friday night. I'd be in work Saturday morning because we'd have football. And we'd go to football for whatever, like, if it's 3 o'clock kickoff. Yeah. You know, I'd work till 12:30. And one of the lads... I'd be like, I have to go to the Jacks, jump on here. And he's like, do you have an Apache last night? And I would fucking destroy it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't order this anymore.
That's and genuinely, like, I'd never have that with any other food, but pizza's like, I don't think I can have this.
Would you have it with an oven pizza though?
I would have it to a much, much lesser extent. I'm aware of it because I'm aware of the pizza thing. I'd probably just have it anyway. You just shit out your dinner.
Yeah.
For want of a better word. But with the takeaway, I can't do it. And I love the idea of it. I'm like, oh, I love your big pizza. Fucking yes.
Mm.
But it just doesn't agree with me. Yeah. Listen, I feel we got to wrap things up a bit here. There was a question about you in Australia.
I was there for a year.
Uh-huh.
I miss it in parts. It's too far away. Mm. I was far away from my family. And when I came back, I met my wife like a month afterwards. So, you know,
yeah.
And it kind of changed my life living there, and just in terms of, you know, living away from home first time and stuff like completely, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
New environment.
Like, no dropping down to your mom's for, you know, a meal to bring, or like bringing shit home from her place. Like, no.
You're untethered.
Yeah. And it got me working in offices, which got me working. So, you know, good and bad.
Do you think you'd have met Faye? Would circumstances have led you to meet Faye if you hadn't gone to Australia?
Probably not. And that's the weird, like,
when
I came back from Australia, I was like, for lack of a better term, I was like, tired of being single, ready to settle down, quote unquote. Like, you know.
I've played the field, I've done that.
Yeah,
I said yes, please.
But it was a lot of like, you go out, you get locked,
yeah.
You meet somebody, you have a good time, you wake up, a bit of shame. And you know, stuff where I'm like, oh,
would you have shame if you woke up and would you not think, fucking yes?
Depends. It really depends on
depends
how it
on
went
who it was
and how it went. And like I did some stuff where, like, I'm not gonna repeat on microphone. Ooh. Where I'm like, what was I doing last night? So, like,
on the drive home, you have to tell me. Okay. Oh, fucking yes, I'll tell you after. Don't you worry about that. I got you. I record a solo thing on the Patreon. Sign up to the Patreon if you want to hear what Terry got up to. And on that note, speaking of the Patreon, you can find us on the Patreon. You can find us on Instagram. Find a link there to everything we do. It's What's So Great About Pod. You'll find, like I said, links to everything we do. The Patreon link is also there, where you will get 2 extra episodes a month. We're currently
coming
to the end of our Tony Scott mini series, looking at the movies of Tony Scott. But you get 2 extra episodes a month, and you get these episodes early. And you also get priority on the Q&A episodes like this one.
And you get to shape what we cover on the main feed. So, you know, if you have something you want us to talk about and you're a Patreon member, shoot it up there, shoot us a message, and we will most definitely cover
100%.
On the main feed. This week's episode on Patreon is the 1998 classic Enemy of the State, starring,
which I hadn't seen. And I'm a big Will Smithsman, as you know, but...
Crazy.
I'll save it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's available right now, actually, if you want to hear that.
Yeah, by the time this drops, sure. Yeah. If you can't afford the low, low fee of 5 euro, well...
What are you doing with your life, eh?
That's who's to say? But you can do me something else. You can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy!
Yeah?
Man United paid 28 million pounds sterling for Juan Sebastian Veron. I don't want a 28 million star review.
Well, that'll be interesting, but yeah.
I mean, it would certainly boost us up the charts.
I could do it, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, all right, yeah, okay, yeah. But you know what I'll take instead of that? I'll take a 5-star review.
Yes.
So, you know, give us a rating review on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get.
Wherever people listen to podcasts these days.
Exactly. You can do that, and it really helps grow the podcast, gets us, you know, back in the charts. Put you guys back in our hearts. You notice we haven't been posting our chart.
Why is that, Terry?
Well, because, quite frankly, you know, we've been around the 20s. And I'm not going to post. I won't settle for posting anything, below 20.
Terry.
The singles or the teens. That's it.
Yeah, and you know what'll help? You know what I noticed doesn't happen with our podcast that happens to other people's podcasts? Other people saying, hey, this is so funny. Oh, I'm in bits laughing at these guys. He's not laughing. Because
to quote Maximus from Gladiator.
I knew you were going to go there.
Are you not entertained?
You know, feel free.
God, I'm so excited for Gladiator 2.
Oh, you're the guy, eh?
There are dozens of us.
Afraid to come out of the woodwork because of people like you. Anyway, folks, I'm just kidding. If you enjoy the podcast, we love you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, we will see you next week for who knows what.
Well, we definitely know. We're just not going to tell you. Okay.
The listener. Goodbye.
So many people who think they can do it alone. They isolate their heads and stay in their safety zone. Now what can you tell them? And what can you say that would make them defensive? So uptight. Now